Daf Pei. So we got pretty far down yesterday in the Shir. So we got down maybe like 15 lines or so.
Oh, wow.
Amar Shmuel. The first word in line is La'achar kapara ein tunim lechem. It went pretty quickly. So those who need to catch up, it won't be hard to catch up. Don't do it now, though. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, you see it 15 lines down? First word in line is La'achar kapara.
Okay, yeah.
So Amar Shmuel, last two words in line, Shmuel says, Kol shebechatas mesa. We know there are a number of situations where we say a karmen chatas has to be mesa. We have to, it dies. We let it die, and we kill it in whatever way we kill it. So in the same scenario had applied to a karmen toda, halacha is ein tunum lechem. That corresponding toda would not require lechem. But kol shebechatas roa, sometimes we say the chatas, if it's an extra chatas, we say let it graze, let it roa until it gets a mum, and then poda. So then the parallel case to the toda would be tuna lechem. So if it's mesa by chatas, we say ein lechem. If it's roa by chatas, we say that there is lechem by the toda. So Masa Rav Amram asks the question, Mao Omer, what does it say in the pasuk? What does it mean in the pasuk when it says toda yakriv, that you're makriv the carbon? Toda, meaning minayin lemafrish toda v'avda, you separate a toda, you lose it, v'hifrish acharas tachta, you separate a second toda, backup. So now you have two carbonos toda, one's lost, one's here. V'nimsis harish shona, now you find the first one also. So now you have two, harish shayin omdos, you have two to choose from. You have A and B. How do you know you could choose whichever carbon toda you want and you bring the lechem with that animal? Tamalomer, hatoda yakiv, you choose which toda you want. Yachote shnia tuna lechem, one may think the second one, which has to be brought as a carbon, should also require lechem. Tamalomer, yakivenu, only one requires echad. So whatever carbon you choose as the toda requires lechem, the backup one that you bring as a carbon doesn't need lechem. Vilu, gavichatas kiagavna, had it been the same exact case by the carbon chatas, halacha is, ditnan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Temura, hifrish achatas ovavda, hifrish achares tachta, v'nim says harishoni, you end up having two chatos separated for one chatas. When you have one chatas, you, oh, but you separated two of them now, what do you do? So harish shem, those that are both standing in front of you, miskaper b'achas, man, you could be miskaper with one of them, and shnia tamos, and the other one died. It's mesa divrei Rebbe. Fine. So that works out. Rebbe works out well because this is a case where chatas is mesa, and by the toda, you would say ein lechem. But chachamim, they say omrim, ein chatas mesa. We don't say that the chatas dies unless ella shenim tes lacha shenis kapru balam. Only if you merchaper with chatas two, and then you found the first one after kapara was achieved, we say that the first one that you found now is mesa. Ha, but if it's a case kodlim shenis kapru balam, let's say you find the first chatas before kapara has been achieved. If they're both standing in front of you, and then you choose whichever chatas you want, the second chatas would not be killed. It would not be mesa. So it comes out, according to the Chachamim, this is a case where we say that chatas is not mesa, yet by the toda, there is no lechem. It's not parallel like we thought above. So Gemara says, no, very easy. Shmuel, Krebi Sirlu. He holds like Shmuel, which means that he holds that there is a parallel between the chatas mesa and the toda not having lachmei toda. The Amar, he holds, avuda b'shas afrasha mesa. If it's lost, when you separate the second one, if it's lost, so then the halacha is a die. So again, the parallel works out well. When there's a chatas mesa, so then toda would be ein balechem. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case according to Rebbe, ela roa le Rebbe hecha mishkachasla. So Rebbe says in this scenario that the lacha is that the chatas dies, when do we ever have a case that it's going to be roa? Remember, Shmuel had a two-pronged statement. One is kol she chatas mesa, that the toda ain't balechem, but kol she chatas roa, that the toda yesh lalechem. So where's a case where there's a chatas that's roeh and there's going to be a parallel toda with lechem? Where do you find such a case by roeh? So Gemara says, Kid Rabbi Oshaya, Dama Rabbi Oshaya, Hifrish Te Chatos La'acharayos. Let's say initially nothing was lost. The Baal said, I'm separating two chatos, just I want to have some backup in case I lose the first one. So he separates two right off the bat. In this scenario, miskaper be'ezem em sheyirtzev ashniya tira. In this case, the second one, since it was initially set as simply a backup, we would not say mesa, we would say roa. So the Gemara says, problem is, granted that case works by chatas. That's an example of chatas roa. But hagave toda ki agavna ein tuna lechem. If we do the same thing by a toda, the guy says I'm separating two todos, one for the toda, one as backup, the lach is that the backup would not require lechem. So this would be a case where the chatas is roeh, but the toda would not have lechem. We're looking for a case where the chatas is roeh, and the toda would require lechem. So Ela Gemara says, Ela Shmuel holds like Kirebi Shimon Svirle, Damer Chamesh Chatos Mesos, in which case, that all the scenarios that he holds, that every single case of chatas, whenever there's an extra chatas, no matter what the case is, it always dies. It always dies. So Gemara said, wait a second, the problem is that only answers chatas mesa. But what about ha-roa le-Rebbe Shimon lesla klau? Rebbe Shimon doesn't ever hold of roa, a chatas could ever be roa. That doesn't answer the question that tells us that chatas is mesa by every case, but where are you going to have a case of chatas roa? He never holds that a chatas is roa. So Gemara says, you're right, he doesn't. Shmuel nami chada kamar. Shmuel only said one phrase. He said, kol shebechatas mesa, betoda ein tuin alechem. He never said the opposite case, the inverse, that kol shebechatas roeh, that the toda would have lechem. He didn't say that statement. He only said, whenever there's a chatas mesa, the parallel case would be the toda would not have any lechem. Okay, so that's the statement of Shmuel. In the end of the day, the Gemara wants to know, what is Shmuel coming to teach us? My Kamash Malam. What's he telling us? That there's a link here between the two? We know every chatas is mesa, and we know all the halachas by toda when it requires lechem and it doesn't require lechem. What's he telling us that we don't know? The fact that he just puts the equation together, there's no added chiddush here. He's just organizing it for us in a way, but there's no halacha, new halacha being taught here. So my Kamash Malam, what's he teaching us? He's saying, no. La fuke mid Rabbi Yochanan, damar adam miskaper bishvach hektish. We saw the other day, was it yesterday, 2 days ago, that Rabbi Yochanan held that if a person separates a animal as if she's a misaberis, if she's a muberis, a pregnant animal, so you're allowed to use even the shvach hektish, even the vlad could work as a hektish if it gives birth. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shita. Kamashman, we learn from here, the law that Shmuel holds that that doesn't work that way. A person cannot be miskaper b'shvach hektish. And therefore, the vlad that is born is not able to be used as a carbon toda, meaning just like by a vlad chatas, the lach is mesa, so vlad toda ein tunum lechem, it cannot be used as the carbon toda. Fine. Gemara now says last two lines of the omen here. Amar Rabbi Abba. Person says zutoda v'zolachma. This is my bread, and this is my carbon toda. Avid alechem loses the bread. Maybe lechem acher, not a problem. You could replace it. You could still use that animal that you set aside as zutoda, and you bring your replacement lechem. But let's say of the toda, if you lose the carbon toda, ain't a maybe toda acher. You cannot bring other toda to accompany the first loaves of bread. You have to bring a whole new toda along with new lechem. So my time. What?
What happens to that lechem?
I'm not sure. So it's possible you probably have to get rid of it. So Gemara says, in my time, what's the difference here? Lechem liglal toda, vein toda liglal lechem. The bread is there, it's a secondary, it comes because of the toda. So if you lose a toda, you mainly lose the bread. But the toda doesn't become lost because of the bread. I mean, if you have the initial toda, just because I lost the bread, that bread's not going to render the initial toda possible. I'll just get replacement bread. So we have this very simply, the carbon toda is the ikar, and the lechem is simply nigrar, achar, the carbon toda.
The bread is redeemed and deconsecrated.
Okay, very good. Then the Gemara says, last line, Amarava, hifrish mas l'todasa, a person, let's say, separates money aside to be used as a carbon toda. Vin Toaster, he's got some extra money. He set aside, I don't know, $1,000. He only needed $800 for the carbon. So now he's got some $200 extra and surplus. Maybe ben lechem, he uses that to buy lechem. Now he can afford all the 40 loaves of bread. Lach metoda, let's say he set aside money for lach metoda, Vin Toaster ended up setting aside more money than he needed. That surplus ain't maybe ben toda. The surplus of the lechem may not be used towards the buying of the animal of the carbon toda. My time, what's the reason for this distinction? Elaim, if you're going to say, Mishum de Rav Kana, the Rav Kana, Minayin lelachme toda, Shinikru toda. How do you know that the bread of the toda is called a toda itself? Shinemar, Vihikriv al Zevach toda, Chalos Matzos. So therefore, we see that since lechem is called toda, if you have left over for the toda, you could use it towards the bread. So the opposite should be the case as well. If you set aside for the lechem, which is called toda, the surplus should be available for the carbon toda itself. So that can't be the reason why, because it's called a carbon toda, that both items are called a carbon toda. Rather, lechem ikre toda, v'toda lo ikre lechem. Lechem is called a toda, but toda is not called lechem. If you set aside the money for lechem, so you're going to use it for lechem, but to use it for the animal is never called lechem. you set aside the money for a toda, so that toda does include both the animal and even the lechem, which is called a toda. Gemara now says, Amar Rava, Rava says, that's a hifrish todas of avda. You set aside carbon A, and you lose carbon A as a toda. Then you set aside carbon B, you lose carbon B as well. Now you set aside carbon C, you have three of them. Now you find both the first ones. You have now three. You have all three, A, B, and C, standing in front of you. So what's the halacha? If you use the first one as your toda, the second one is eina tuna lechem. Doesn't require bread because that was simply, that's extra. You don't need it anymore. It's called mosar toda. But the shlishis, which doesn't really come as a replace, shlishis was nothing to do with one and two now. It's tuna lechem. It does require lechem. It's considered a new todas nedava. Therefore, you would have to bring lechem on the third one. Now the Gemara says, niskaper b'shlish, let's say use a third one as a kapara. So shni in a tuna lechem, the second one doesn't require because there's a connection between two and three. If you draw lines, one and two are connected, two and three are connected. But one and three are not connected. So if you bring one, two was part of one, so two doesn't require lechem. I mean, three stands alone. If you do the opposite, if you bring three, well, three and two were connected to each other because three came as a replacement for two. So if you bring three, two is not necessary, but one was independent, so therefore one is brought with a rishona tuna lechem. That's how he's understanding it. But let's say bam sus, let's say you bring number two, then shtem eino tunas lechem, because one and three are connected to two. I initially set aside two as a replacement for one. But I also set aside three as a replacement for two. So two is really connecting to both one and to three. So if you bring two, numbers one and numbers three are considered extra, and Mosar Toda doesn't require lechem. So that's the understanding of Rava. But comes along now, Abai Amar no. Afil niskaper ba'achas, man. Even if you're mechaper one of them, any one you want, one, two, or three, A, B, or C, shteim einon tunas lechem. You don't need to bring lechem for any of the other two that you're bringing because kulu chalip and da'adadei ninu. They're all connected to each other. They're all just trying to bring their carbon toda. So when you set aside three, three is coming as a replacement for either two or one. The lines are really crossing to all of them. You bring just one, and the remaining two are considered mosar toda, which means they don't require lachme toda. So that's all when it comes to a carbon toda. No, you bring it as a regular carbon. We say when most of toda is brought as a carbon toda, it just doesn't require any lechem. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeir of Echein le'in chatas. The same exact halachas apply to a carbon chatas as it does for a carbon toda. Where it happens, hifresh chatas of avda, you set aside carbon A for a chatas, you lose it. Hifresh acheres tachte of avda, the same thing happens with carbon B. The hifresh acheres tachte, now you set aside carbon C, and then nimsu harishonos, you find the first two as well, harei shlosh and omdus. You have now carbon chatas A, B, and C standing in front of you. What's the halacha? Rabbi Zeir explains. Niskaper rishona, if you use the first chatas as a carbon, shnia tamas, the second one died because that's considered extra chatas. But shlish is tira, but the third one doesn't die because it's not really viewed as a surplus for one. It stands alone, but at the same time, I don't really need it. So therefore, the halacha is you let it be roa. Because what happens is if an animal, a chatas shemesa, so rather a chatas shiniskapra ba'aleha, the halacha is that chatas is mesa. So that's number two is considered extra. But the third one here is viewed not as a mosar, it's not considered extra, it's just a person who was, it's just an extra chatas, in which case you have to just do roa. But let's say niskapra shlisha, you use a third one as a kapara. Shnia Thomas, the second one, which now is viewed as a replacement of the third one, dies. But the Rishona, which is viewed as independent of the third Chatas, the halacha is Tira, you let it graze. And let's say Niskapre Be'emsa, so you use number two Chatas, so then Shtem Yamusu, since one is connected to two, and three is connected to two, those two are considered extra, and the halacha is Chatas Mesa. But then comes along Abaye yet again, just like he argued by Rava, by Toda, he argues by Rabbi, by the Chatas against Rabbi Zera. He says, no, Abaye Amar, Afilu, Niskaper, Be'achas, man, any one of the three Chatas you use as a kapara, the lach is Shteyen, Yamusa, both extra ones, the lach is it dies, Shekulu, Chalifin, Dehadadi, Ninu. All is one, two, and three are all considered connected and backups for each other, and therefore once one is brought, the other two are considered surplus, in which case, Mesa, Chatas is Mesa. So my What's the equation here between chatas and toda? We would know. It's a pasha din. Once you say the halacha is by carbon toda, why would you think any different by the chatas? Why does he have to have this whole discussion by the chatas? And so the Gemara explains, Mal, the same, what would you have thought had you only had the case of the toda? Hasam hu de'ikla meimer there by the toda, the zoom to say, mar bibet toda, so you're allowed to increase toda. So there's a concept of a nedava by toda. So that makes sense why you could increase karbanos toda. And even though you brought one toda, and number two you said ein la tunim lechem, number three does require lechem. So when it comes to chatas, so you can't bring multiple chatas. You can't make a neder or nedav on a chatas. A chatas is only brought if you actually sin. But you can't say, I'm being menader a chatas. Doesn't work. So ein la, so maybe you say the whole halacha doesn't apply at all, and the din should be, even the third one should come as a replacement for one, and everyone would agree that the chatas shemesa. You shouldn't say the third one should be roeh. Kamash Malan, he thinks not that way. That even though a person can't really do it, still nonetheless, the third one's considered extra, and it can't be viewed as simply a chalipin for number one. It's viewed as an extra carbon of some sort, in which case that chatas number three is going to be roeh. Gemara now says, towards the bottom of Amud Beis, Tani Rabbi Chiya. Toda shenis arva b'tmurasa. Let's say we had a case where you had a toda, and then the Baal said, I want to do tmur. So now he's a second toda. He has now two karbanos toda. Now we said earlier, yesterday's daf, I think it was, that the karban toda requires lechem, but the tmuras toda doesn't require lechem. But now you confuse the two. They look exactly the same. You don't know which one's the actual toda and requires lechem, and which one's the tmura, which doesn't require lechem. So what's the halacha? The Gemara explains, or Bichi explains, mesa achas meam. Now one of them dies, Chaverta ain la takana. The one that's alive has no way to fix it. Because, hey, Chanavid, what are you supposed to do? Im nakriv lechem ba'ada. If, let's say, you assume it's going to be the carbon toda that's alive, and you bring lechem to accompany it, dilma tamuri. Maybe it's a tamura, and tamura doesn't require bread. And lo nakriv lechem ba'ada. If you don't bring lechem toda, well, dilma it's a todi, and toda does require lechem. So you're kind of stuck here, in which case there's nothing to do. You just kind of let it die, this animal. So Gemara says, Hechidami, let's ask a little further understanding of this question. Idamer, what did the guy say initially? What was the whole situation where it came about to the carbon toda? Idamer is a guy where he says, a lie that he took upon himself to bring a carbon toda, that he has a chiv, which means a lie. If I lose this toda, I need to bring a replacement toda to fill my personal obligation. So lo sagi de lamaisi, it's not enough that he doesn't bring, meaning he must bring. He has a personal obligation to bring a toda. So why doesn't he do the following? If he says Harei Alai, he should say Laisi, he should bring another animal, Behema Acharina, Velechem. So now he has one animal that's alive. This one animal that's alive, we don't know if it's a Toda or a Tamura. So let him bring an animal too. And say on this animal too, with along with bread. And say the following tonight, Velema. Ihach the Kaim, if that animal that was alive is still Tamurahi. So ha, this new animal that I'm bringing is a Toda, Vahalachman. This is the bread that's accompanying the Toda that I'm bringing now. Vihach the Kaim, if the one that's alive, that didn't die, the first one, is a Todahi, well, Halachmas, I'm bringing bread now to accompany that Todah, V'acharayos, and the V'hateve Acharayos, and this is going to be, this new animal that I'm bringing is simply just Acharayos, just a new Chiv I'm taking by myself as a in place of it. So either way, there's a very simple Tanai you could do in order to fulfill your obligation. So Gemara says it can't be a case where it said Harei Alai then. Because if it's a Harei Alai, we have a very simple solution how to deal with the animal that's still alive. Gemara says, Lo tzricha damar Harei Zo. He says, Harei Zo, Toda, and that's the problem. By bringing a replacement carbon won't help. We have to know what the status of this particular carbon is. It's a din of the chefta, not his personal obligation. And therefore, since his hands are tied here, there's nothing he could do in this case.
It would never be the same if they all worked out the whole thing and they said it got mixed up.
What do you mean?
If he said this is the toda, then it wouldn't have made a difference situation where he got the two.
Before any of them died?
Yeah.
No, if before any of them died, then it's fine. You could just bring lechem and say the lechem is with whichever one's a toda, and whichever one's not a toda, it's fine. But once one dies now, you don't know if the one that's dead is a toda or not. So then the Gemara quotes a simon here, just a mnemonic here, limudim midas Allah shayish shechen derama di chalatz mutar tamura b'chutz chizkia hifrish chatas lacher yoser. Beautiful. Okay, great. Gemara now says, Amar, lemeidin's a reference to a Tana, a Mora rather, by the name of Levi. So Levi says, lemeidin says to Lifnei Rebbe, he said in front of Levi as follows, Laisi lechem, I have a solution here. Why not bring bread? V'leiman say as follows, Ihach, the kaim of that animal that's alive, is a todahi halachmi. Here's the bread, and I fulfill my obligation. Vilo, and if the animal that's alive is not a todah, rather it's the tamura one, which doesn't require bread, so lebek lechulin, let the bread go for the chulin, and nothing has been accomplished. Why can you make such a tanai? So Amar Lei, so Rebbe says to his dear Talmud Levi, I think it was a Talmud of his, v'chi machnisin chulin azara. Could you bring chulin? Now if you're saying that there's a possibility that bread is only chulin because it's a todah, rather it's a tamura, so you can't bring chulin bazara. There's an issue to do that. So Gemara says, v'laisi. So then the Gemara says, why not say, behem of lechem, bring a new animal along with the bread. V'lema, ihach, the kaim of that animal that's alive, is a tamura, ha todah halachma. Bring a ned there of a todah, and here's the bread for this new todah. V'hach, the kaim of that one that's alive, is actually a todi, halachma, let the bread be the lechem accompanying the live todah, v'atav shlamim, and let the animal, the new animal bring, be a shlamim. Meaning you're making a tanai on two things. One is the bread, or one is the animal. So the animal, if I need to bring a todah, let the animal be a todah. If I don't need to bring a todah, let the animal be a shlamim, because shlamim and todah have the same exact halachas in terms of what goes on the mizbeach, in terms of all the zrikas. So a todah and a shlamim can be interchanged, it seems. So make that tanai, and then have the bread be a tanai. If the animal that's alive again is a todah, the bread's for the animal that's alive. And the animal that's alive is a tamura, so let it be accompanying the new animal I'm bringing, which is now serving as a todah. Gemara says the problem with this is Amar Lahu Mishum to come in Ma'it Bilechilas Shlamim. Because you mean Ma'it Achilas Shlamim, what's halacha? A Shlamim is eaten for 2 days, and a Todah is only eaten for 1 day. So now if I'm taking a Shlamim, which is possibly a Todah, I have to now, I can't eat it more than a day. Because I don't know what it is. I'm making it tonight. If it's a Shlamim, I'm allowed to eat it as for 2 days. But I'm saying maybe it's only a todah, which allows me to eat it only for 1 day, which is now minimizing the time of eating the shlamim, and we don't bring karbanos with a limited time of how it's supposed to be eaten. Gemara now says, Amar Levi, Levi says to the Rebbe, v'laisi behema v'lechem. So still, I have another solution. Bring an extra animal, and bring bread. V'leimen say as follows, make the following stipulation. Ihach t'kaim, if that animal that's alive is a t'murhi, ha todah halachma, I'm bringing now a new, brand new todah and the bread to accompany it. V'hach, the kaim of that animal, hide the kaim of that animal that's alive is actually only a todah. Halachma, here's a bread. V'ha teve mosa to todah. And the one I'm bringing now, it can't be a shlamim, because you said before you can't bring it as a shlamim to treat it as a todah. Let it be moser todah. And we know that something that's moser todah, the surplus of todah, does not have bread, but it has all the halachas, the animal has all the halachas of the carbon todah, and how the blood is sprinkled and how it's eaten, and that would be a great solution. A moser todah doesn't require bread. Amar Lei, Rebbe didn't really like this shot here. Kimeduma ani she'ein l'moach b'kadkeda. It seems to me that you have no brain in your skull. So Gemara is why not? And he said, "V'chi mafrishin tchila lemosos." Are you able to set aside something for mosa toda l'chachila? Mosa toda is only true if you have a surplus b'di'eved, but to l'chachila, to create a situation of mosa toda, that you cannot do. In which case, there is no solution to this case where the guy had a tmura and a toda, and one of them dropped dead. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day.